Hey, this is Raina Says, and of course we're having a car by event. So in any case, I just wanted to follow up with you guys about, you know, life. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. So something that's been coming up lately is how much I do. Now you guys don't know, but I do a lot. Well, maybe you do know, but I do a lot. So I'm a vice president at a well-known bank. And I'm also, as you guys know, a podcast host. I own two businesses. One is called Vegan Bay, where I focus on your nutritional health, how to keep your curves while losing fat on a vegan diet, your weight loss, your weight gain, working with men and women, but specifically focusing on women. And I partner on that with Najee Kelly, who's been on the podcast before. He's my business partner. I also have another business called Raina Ray Apparel, which is a clothing line of African-inspired clothing line, where everything that we make has something to do with African culture in regards to the prints or just whatever we end up doing. Even down to how I promote the business. I specifically want to work with, you know, natural hair, beautiful black women and men, things like that. I also am a powerlifter, a vegan powerlifter at that. I have a vegan page where we really focus on reviewing vegan restaurants all across the world, specifically so far in New Orleans, New York, Chicago, and there's more to come. Oh, excuse me, also Tennessee. But yeah, so a multitude of different things. I'm also writing a book. So, I mean, I do a lot of stuff. And I don't do them bad. A lot of people say, you know, you don't want to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. And so far, I've been able to juggle everything effectively without driving myself completely crazy. So a lot of people ask me, like, how are you able to do it? And I think one of the main things that I've learned is to simplify things and to not stress out over the little shit. So, for example, when I'm as a vice president at the bank, I have a lot of people that I work with, and specifically my employees. I remember I just started working with this one branch, and they were all so frantic. They were frantic. I mean, everything was urgent. And although you need a healthy sense of urgency, not to this level, okay? I mean, they were stressing out over things that just were not stressful, okay? So let me just give you an example. You cannot give account information to people that are not on your account, right? Or not on the account, right? That's obvious. And I had a father come in, and they were working with one of my employees, and I saw all my employees gathered around, and they were all like talking and going back and forth, and like they all looked very, very concerned. I walk over there and I see the father, and he's talking to my employees. I'm like, well, what's going on? And he said, I don't know how much my daughter owes on this credit card. They won't tell me how much she owes so I can pay it for her. And I just need to know how much it is, but they won't tell me. And I'm looking at four people surrounded. They're all working together. I'm like, sir, do you have your daughter's phone number? He said, yes. I said, are you able to call her? He said, yes. I said, why don't you call your daughter and ask her how much she owes on her credit card? I mean, I know this might sound silly, but it's that simple. And like, just imagine these people, you know, overdoing something that simple. He calls his daughter, finds out how much it is, pays the credit card. Simple. It's like, you know, so I make that same simplified approach to everything. I don't make things hard for myself. I don't freak out over things. If something goes wrong, it's not the end of the world. There's got to be an answer, and I'm going to make sure it makes sense. I also don't overbear myself. If something can be done in 24 hours, I tell someone 72. If something will take me, you know, oh, I should probably get there in 20 minutes, I tell them 40. And the reason why is I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver in everything that I do, even for myself. So I even give myself goals. Like, for example, if I say I want to sell 30 joggers this month, I know for a fact that I could sell at least 25. So I'm really working on these five. I'm not trying to figure out how to sell 30. I'm trying to figure out how to sell five. And that, to me, is a more realistic goal. And that includes everything else that I know I can do. So, again, this might sound extremely easy and simple to everyone else, but for some reason, people are very shocked with how I'm able to handle so much at one time. Also, for example, with my book, I don't stress myself over my book. I've not given myself a timeline with my book. But what I do know is if I ever have time to sit down with my computer, for example, if I go home and I'm not doing anything, I take out my laptop and I work on one recipe at a time. So my book's going to be a recipe book. I work on one recipe at a time. When I finish that one recipe, I don't do any more. Even if I have time to, I don't. The reason why is because that means that time can go towards another business. Okay. With my Rand and Ray apparel business, I frequently are checking the page to make sure there's no errors, there's no issues. I set up some ads. I set up MailChimp where I have some automated emails. I make things as automated as possible and I keep it simple for myself. I don't freak out over it. Excuse me. So part of that ease is that I know that these are, for now, my side businesses, right? I know that my income is not based on the success of these businesses. However, my livelihood is based on them. So it's not that I don't care, that I'm not worried, but I just stress the things that need to be stressed. And that's it. If I see a threat to my main source of income, I immediately put all my attention on it and make sure that I'm doing what's right for it. And I then move my attention where it deserves to be and where it needs to be. So that those things are very important for us to just make sure we don't stress things that we can't control. And things that you can control, make sure you understand that how you can control them. Again, don't bind yourself up. For example, my business partner says he can make a meal plan in 7 to 10 days. I say, just say 10. He says, why? Why say 7? Why not just say 7 to 10? Because someone's going to look at the day 7 and be like, what's up? Where's that at? Don't do that to yourself. How realistically can you get it done? Like, what's the most realistic time frame you can get a meal plan done? The fastest. He says, 5 days. But you tell them 7 to 10, right? Yes. Have you ever missed that 10-day, that 7-day deadline? Yes. How often do you make it to 10 days? Pretty much every time. So even though you can get it done that fast, it doesn't mean you have time to get it done that fast. So you should just say 10 days. And if they get it sooner, then they'll be satisfied. In fact, they'll be happy because they were expecting it in 10 and they got it in 7. So make sure that when you're doing your work, you're setting expectations that make sense and that will not have you failing. Never, ever, ever put yourself in a situation where you can fail. Now, mind you, that does not mean you should be afraid of failure. Failure for me has been one of the best things that's ever happened for me because I learned so much from my failures. But again, you shouldn't purposely put yourself in a situation where you could potentially fail. Even like with bills and anything you have to pay for and take care of, if you like, you can expect to get paid by your side hustles on a Friday and then something falls. Why would you base your bills off of your side hustle money? The only thing that's guaranteed is the money that's being paid to you from these multi-million dollar companies, these Fortune 500 companies, until you have made yourself, you know, even more successful. So you have to make sure that you are smart with what is going to be happening. You are proactive as much as possible. You do not set yourself up for failure. But if you do fail, don't freak out over it. It doesn't hurt you. You're going to be all right. Get over it. Sweat it off. Let's move. Let's go. Another example from my business, like me working in the banking industry. A lot of our branches, we want to make sure we open at 8:50, even though technically the branches open at 9. I'll have an employee literally running around with their head cut off at 8:49, ready to start crying. It's like, you know what, honey? You will make more mistakes being this freaked out than if you just calm down and open at 8:51. It's okay if you're a minute or two late. It's fine. I'd rather you do it right than freak out. And that's the way that I operate in my everyday life. Not saying things aren't urgent, just don't sweat things that you can't control. That's my little tidbit. If you're an entrepreneur and you agree, definitely, you know, give me some feedback on that. I love when you guys give me feedback. If you're not an entrepreneur, you think about being an entrepreneur, or you want to do multiple different things, or if you're working and you want a side hustle, you don't know how to manage all your time, this is a great way to do it. You know, just make sure that you don't freak out, okay? That's my best example or my best advice. Just take it for what it is. Enjoy your journey. You know, this is going to, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, this will be the beginning of your life and the beginning of the things that you did. And you're going to love all that you had to go through. So don't stress it. this is just the beginning. There's way more to do, way more to learn. And, you know, eventually you're going to figure out what your real niche is or what really takes off and focus on that. But if you're thinking about trying 100 things at once, do it. Just don't hurt yourself or stress yourself over it. That's when it's not really worth it anymore.